Hello everyone, this is Annabelle. In this new series, Responsibility versus Blame, I share with you the most important blockage I personally experience on my own path towards healing, or what I have also encountered with my clients. That blockage is responsibility. When I meet with clients and they share with me what's annoying them, there is always something else or someone else responsible for their unhappiness. Unfortunately, healing is only possible if we are responsible for what's happening in our lives. Otherwise, we are perpetuating the victim scenario over and over. But all of us are reluctant to be responsible for our lives because we confuse responsibility with fault and blame. So here is what I found. Being responsible means being in charge. If we are not in charge of what's happening, we are victims. We will suffer what's going on until we take responsibility. If we are not in charge, things are imposed on us. Shall we not all be in charge of what's happening to us? It doesn't mean we always have control over what is happening, but we can control how we react to that, or if we choose to react at all. Being responsible doesn't mean being at fault. There is a huge difference between being responsible and carrying the fault, the wrong, of what has happened or what's happening. Just take the responsibility, leave the fault aside. There is no causality. It is difficult to accept as it is so engraved in our beliefs. Things just happened. It doesn't necessarily mean that there are causes to those things happening. They just do. We cannot know for sure what's causing something to happen. Because we observe two things happening simultaneously, or just one after the other, doesn't mean they are related. We relate events together because we do not want to feel pain. It is easier to point fingers in the other direction, but there are no fingers to be pointed, not to others, not even to ourselves. If we cannot be sure what caused something to happen, why carrying the fault? Take responsibility, take charge, leave the rest aside. If you feel at fault when you are responsible, just accept this experience. In our culture, we feel we can blame managers for everything that could happen in the firm. Parents are to be blamed for anything that could happen to their children, even if they are not there. If that's your case, it means the experience of being blamed or at fault is already within you. There is no way out. This experience needs to be accepted. Then we can move forward. Now, the fault has been experienced. We can be responsible. We can be in charge. When we are ready to go inward, we have to take responsibility for what's happening. If we feel the blame, we have to experience it. Then, once it is done, you are fully responsible to react accordingly, not based on patterns we are often unaware of. If we look back at what's originally created our unhappiness, for example, this person shouldn't have done or said this or that, we can switch to: when that person did or say that, I thought or felt this and that. The thoughts, feelings, and body sensation we were avoiding at the first place has been identified. We can process it now, but we couldn't process something we are not responsible for. Very few of us can pick up someone else's garbage, right? We do it when it's ours. When we have done this work for ourselves, then it becomes possible to extend it to others. by extending our sense of responsibility, but that's already another subject. Once we are responsible, we can start processing our resistance. If you want to learn about how to process your resistance, please listen to series number 15, We Start Where We Resist. Series number 9, Address What Is There Before We Act. Or series number 1, How to Address and Investigate Our Feelings. This process can be carried out over and over until there is no more to resist and what's left is peace and contentment. If you need help, feel free to contact Mikan and I. Our websites are provided in the details section of the podcast. I hope processing the blame or fault out of the responsibility will help you to go inward and move closer toward healing. This series comes to an end. Next Friday, Mikan and I will discuss finite versus infinite games in a new series of The Inwarders. Thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.